and gentlemen, I have something very important to share with us this morning. Very important from the Word of God. Something that we all need to listen to right now. The Bible says in Ephesians that the heathen walk in the vanity of their mind. The heathen walk in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance because of the hardness of their heart. And if I can make that clear, what it says is because of the hardness of heart of the heathen, he's alienated from God. Because of ignorance, his mind is darkened and he walks around in vanity. Vanity, he thinks that light is dark. He thinks that sweet is bitter and bitter is sweet. Vanity is reprobate. Vanity is taking what's right and saying that it's wrong, and taking what's wrong and saying that it's right. And this is the condition of all the heathen here at the market. All you who don't believe in God. The Bible says in Psalm 14:1 that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool walks around with a vain mind and the darkened understanding through ignorance because of your hardness of heart. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 1 that the reason God gives you over to a reprobate mind to think things that aren't so is because you don't think it profitable to hold on to the knowledge of God. Because of your hardness of heart. Because you say, I don't want to believe in God. I choose not to obey God. I don't want anything to do with God. I want to live my own life. God says, I'm giving you over to a mind that will think not properly. That's reprobate. A mind that doesn't function in the way it's supposed to function. You'll think that dark is light. You'll think that sin is good. The importance of the Word of God, the importance is that each and every one of us is in that condition. If you turn away from God, you're walking in the reprobate mind. You're walking in a reprobate mind. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I've come not to speak my own truths, but to tell you the truths of the Word of God. This isn't my word. This is God's word to you. He says, repent of your sins. But you say, I like my sins. You're walking in a reprobate mind. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And you say, no. In the beginning, evolution happened. Something came from nothing. Nothing makes any sense. You're a fool. You're walking in a reprobate mind, in the vanity of your mind. God has actually judged you and given you over to think that which is not convenient. That's what the scripture says. In ignorance, you turn away from the God who's given you life. I want to tell you something. In the book of Revelations, it says that when Jesus Christ returns, now there's a lot of talk about Jesus today in our age. There's a lot of talk about Jesus in our age. And it's all very fluffy. It's all very nice. Jesus loves you. Jesus does love you. But there's more to the picture than that. It says in Revelation, when the Lord comes back, it says he will smite the nations because of their ignorance. He will destroy the wicked and the ungodly and the unbelieving and the faithless. It says he will tread the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. The fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. This is the condition of all you sinners and heathen out there that are walking in the reprobate mind. You say, I don't believe in God. I don't want anything to do with him. When he returns, God will smite you with the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. That's your dismal fate, you wicked, unbelieving people. The Lord who made heaven and earth has made it so clear to us. He has given us rain. He has given us sun. He's given us life, breath. He's given us beauty in nature. He's given us all these wonderful things. He makes the ground to grow food for us. And we know he's there. We know we exist. We're made in the image of God. But the thing is, it says we've turned away from God. We've not seen it worthwhile. We've taken on a corrupted image. We begin worshiping the created thing rather than our Creator. I have to say again, God will come and tread the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God on all those who do not believe. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I'm not coming here to condemn. I'm coming here to warn you. I'm coming here to tell you. Put your mind in the right place it's supposed to be. Let your mind think properly. Believe in God. Repent of your sins. It's wrong to commit adultery. It's wrong to commit fornication. It's wrong to get drunk. The Bible says none of these people will inherit the kingdom of God. It's wrong to lie. It's wrong to lust. It's wrong to hate. It's wrong to do these things. It's truth. Truth is what I'm giving here. This is for you. This is for sinners. This is for people who need to hear the message. This is a day and an age. This is a day and an age when people are turning away from truth. As the Bible says, in the last days, men will turn away from sound doctrine. Men will turn away from thinking rightly. Men will turn to lies, to think things that are so unreasonable, to think things that are so foolish, which we are doing in our day to day. This is exactly the case of 21st century people. So the message is, turn to God with fasting and weeping. Turn to God in repentance and say, I have wronged you. I'm returning to you. I'm coming back to the truth. And I'm turning away from a lie. I want to make my mind right again by the standard that God created me in the image of God. That's the word of the Lord. Take heed. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear what the word of God says.